There's a couple of concepts I want to get some clarification on. And the first one is appreciation without attachment.
Whatever appreciation has to be without attachment.
Can you go deeper?
Well, what appreciation ultimately is alignment with source. No motive, just alignment with source. That's why we say, go to the vortex because it feels good, not because you're going to try to make something happen by being in it. So the attachment that you're talking about would be, I want this and this and this, and I've heard that if I go to the vortex, I'll get it. So in order to get that, I'm going to go into the vortex. That's attachment. And the reason it doesn't work is because your awareness of what you want that isn't is active in your vibration, which prevents you from being in sync with what is. You got that. That was really good.
Anything else there?
So appreciation without attachment means appreciation for the feeling of appreciation. Appreciation because it's tuning myself to the frequency of who I am. And it is not considering, it's not about trying to make something happen. It's about alignment, period.
Equivalent to freedom?
Well, freedom is freedom from resistance. So appreciation and absence of resistance equals freedom. That's the only place freedom ever is. Freedom from the bondage of resistance, the self-imposed every single time, always bondage. You're so free you can choose bondage, you know. You're so free you can choose thoughts that cripple you. You're so take you to your knees. You're so free you can focus anywhere because the source within you is not controlling your focus. Source within you is just controlling source's focus and beaming it so loud that eventually you'll line back up with it. The amount of time it takes is your freedom of choice.
So if we can tune ourselves to a state of appreciation consistently,
or frequently,
what will we notice?
You will notice a chronic alignment with the vibration that we would translate into the words of appreciation is you seeing the world through the eyes of source. What you would notice is that the world is spinning in perfection. What you would notice is that what you want is surrounding you at all times. What you would notice is that people who come to you are on your wavelength and interested in what you want to talk about, and you, they. What you would notice is that your body is thriving, and when you breathe deeply, it tastes good. What you would notice is that your body is sensual and tactile, and that the environment that surrounds you is loving and comforting. What you would notice is that you're intelligent, and that you have all-knowing, and that your timing is excellent. What you would notice is that people are uplifted in your presence. What you would notice is that the world is beautiful and that it is imbalanced. What you would notice is that well-being is the order of your day. What you would notice is that life is full and fast and fun and sweet. What you would notice is that you just want more of it. What you would notice is that sleeping isn't very important to you, but focusing is. What you would notice is that music just ripples through your body in a way that you just think that you almost can't endure it. It is so good. And food and sex and all of those things that are tactile and delicious in nature are beyond description as you are participating in them. What you would notice is the perfection of your beingness, and what you would feel is the complete worthiness of who you would are. You would feel the love of that which is source, of that which is us, of that which is your inner being, wrapped through you and around you, not supporting you because you don't need support. You are source energy, and you are flowing. You would find yourself feeling as you felt in the moment that you made the decision to emerge, and in the moment of the emergence, you would feel rapturous anticipation about all that is possible. You would feel sure about where you stand and knowing that wherever it is right. You would feel love for literally everyone that you laid eyes on, no matter who they are or what they are doing. You would know value in the trouble that they're stirring. You would know value in the solution that they are seeking. You would know value in their beingness, and you would love them for being, you see. Yeah. We're glad you asked. We're glad you asked.